Well, Richard C. Hoagland, my friend, on behalf of everybody at Coast to Coast and all our listeners, happy 60th birthday, my friend.
God, it's my first tetrahedral birthday, George.
How do you feel? Do you feel 60?
No, of course not. You know, none of us ever feel how old people are basically claiming that we are. And I certainly don't feel. I mean, when I look back at my life and what someone tonight, we had a wonderful celebration here, and I had friends, you know, John and Woody and Lori and Nick and Dana and, of course, Robin. And I think it was John who said, or was it Lori? They said, well, look at it this way. From here on, it's downhill.
Well, I tell you what, Richard.
Which I do not agree with.
We have a little surprise for you. We're going to bring him in right now. Hello, surprise guest. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you, George? Richard, this is Walter.
Hi, Walter.
How are you? Let me tell you, they contacted me, and I want to wish you a very happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
And I've got to tell the story. I want to tell George and everyone that when we worked together on the Apollo coverage, Richard was more interested in babbling about Mars and this kind of thing. But it was wonderful, and I'm coming for correspondence dinner that we had here in New York, Richard, and I wanted to wish you a happy birthday. But I really wished you hadn't led me astray with a lot of your hocus-pocus nonsense, you know. You know?
Thank you. It's
a little men living in cave. I would say at that time we had an editor by the name of, I don't know if you remember, Bernie Pleiss. He was one of our editors. He said, I think Richard is living on Mars. I think he's he's imagining things. And I said, well, I think there's something in the medical plan that might cover that at CBS, you know, at the time. But
Thank you.
All of the people that you mentioned, Richard, there at your birthday party, can you hear me?
Yes.
Are they real people?
Thanks, Walter. And that's the way it used to be.
Well, indeed it was. Indeed it was. But thank God I'm away from you now and living wherever I live. But honestly, we're all kidding aside, happy birthday. I heard you say you don't feel 60.
No, not at all.
Well, every day if I see a picture in the newspaper or magazine, by God, he looks 60, doesn't he? But you're... No, you don't look 60. You don't even look 70. You look 80.
I love it. Thanks, Mr. Cronkite.
Well, you're welcome. Hey, George, one other thing.
Yes, sir.
I got that hand crank radio or whatever that...
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's baloney.
It works.
Well, it's great chili. It's not a good radio, but I was able to grate cheese with it.
All right. Thanks, Mr. Cronkite.
You're certainly welcome.
All right.
Thank you, Richard, and all of you people. I got to go to bed.
All right. Well, Richard, a little surprise for you.
George, I'm going to get you for this.
I hope Walter never calls in on my birthday.
I have to get you a suit.
You got it. Hey, Richard, happy birthday.
Thank you, George, and thanks everyone in the audience. I really appreciate everybody.
All the time, my friend.